Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Neil Sedaka, here to wish you a most happy new year.
Meet the faces of influenza, groups who should be immunized every year.
I have a chronic medical condition.
Asthma.
I have COPD, a serious lung disease.
Pregnant during influenza season.
We live with a baby under 6 months old.
We're in the group 6 months through 18 years.
Age 50 or older.
Care for someone at risk.
Live with someone at risk.
I live with someone at risk.
The American Lung Association asks, do you see your family or yourself here? I'm Christy Yamaguchi. As one of the many faces of influenza, you and I and those close to us need to get vaccinated. In an average year, about 36,000 people die from influenza and its complications. See your healthcare provider about getting vaccinated. It's a safe and effective way to prevent influenza. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza isn't the common cold. It's serious.
This message addresses seasonal influenza, a public service message from the American Lung Association.
WMFO Medford. This is Here at WOW. I am Derek Gary, saying goodbye to the Christmas season 2016. We've just heard two Veterans Administration Hospital programs, one from 1971 and one from 1976. You heard Dinah Shore singing Ode to Joy, Dean Martin with White Christmas, The Letterman with Oh Holy Night, Bing Crosby's Christmas Medley, and Ella Fitzgerald singing Silent Night. With a few greetings to the vets mixed in, we've got one more song left to put a final exclamation point on Christmas 2016. Chances are, some point on Monday, if you weren't rioting in a shopping mall food court with the rest of the teenagers, you may have found yourself laying about the house feeling a little bit like this.
Holidays are over. You gained 20 pounds. The cat's choking on tinsel. Pine needles stalk the ground. There are no cards in the mailbox. There's a stack of bills. Yes, the holidays are over, and you're feeling ill. Have a happy Christmas hangover. It's the most miserable time of the year. The eggnog's made you fat. The party is over, except for your wacky uncle, who is still drinking your beer. Turkey's great on Christmas, but after a whole month of turkey pie and stew, you start to dread lunch. Breakfast is more frightening, for all there is to eat is 14 Christmas cakes and a bag of cranberries. Have a happy Christmas hangover. It's the most miserable time of the year. Your uncle's in the bathroom and granny's on the sofa, and you start to wish that they just disappear. You ate too many liquor-filled chocolates, got no money left in your pockets, but at least you've got lots of ugly sweaters and bow ties and socks. Your skin is pale and pasty. Your energy is spent, along with all the money you need to pay the rent. The children are all crying because they've broken all their toys. Is this misery worth one day of joy? Have a happy Christmas hangover. It's the most miserable time of the year. Your uncle has passed out on granny on the sofa, and you start to wish that you could disappear.
Holiday carol for the rest of us, those of us who host the parties and wish you would all just go home. That was the Arrogant Worms with Christmas Hangover. This is Here at WOW. I am Derek Gary. The Big Picture will be back next week with the worst, or actually the best, of 2016 as we're shifting it up this year. Every year, I try and throw this show together around the holidays, and every year I try and pull out a couple of albums that are, in fact, commercials. This was a thing that happened before everybody had a VCR, before everybody had DVDs and computers. Once upon a time, commercials were put out on records, and those records were either shared with the public at large in the hopes of getting them to buy, or in some cases, shared with very specific audiences. Both of these next two recordings were made for very specific audiences. The first dates from the 1960s and is a bit of a history of the most played vocal group on the radio in the 1960s. It was not the Beatles. It was, in fact, the Jays with Jamie, who were the singing voices of dozens of brands throughout the 1960s on radio commercials. And you'll hear a bit of what they used to do as they try and find more clients to record their voices and their songs. The second one is from 1979, and it was put out by McDonald's Corporation and is one of my very, very favorite recordings of all time, not the least for a somewhat, well, let's just call it interesting interlude by McDonald's founder Ray Kroc, which takes place right around the middle of it. This is WMFO Medford.
4.5 years ago, four people rendezvoused secretly in a not-too-frequented rehearsal studio. Their purpose, to organize a behind-the-scenes singing group. Their objective, to sing singing commercials. Since that time, their voices, completely undetected, have been responsible for countless major radio and television commercials. Now, it will be told.
The names behind the voices have been positively identified as the Jays with Jamie.
You drive a Valiant, the car with Get Up and Go. So when the hills are high, they really seem to be low. You drive a Valiant,
and it's easy to see.
A Valiant gives you value with a capital V.
It looks so neat and drives so nice.
It looks and drives like twice the price. You drive a Valiant, and you will find that you feel you're in the classic compact automobile. You drive a Valiant, and from the minute you do, you've got a lot of car and got it going for you.
We can prove they have been responsible for
Northwest Orient. Give wings to your heart. Vacation lands all across the USA, and exotic foreign lands far away are near when you fly Northwest, Northwest Orient Airlines.
And this
Chevy Corvair, Johnny Chevy Corvair, Chevy Corvair, engine in the rear.
Engine in the rear, my pet.
Easier to steer, my pet.
It's a thrifty action car.
Sure fun attraction car.
Mileage that will pay, my pet. Savings every day, my pet. It will pay every day. Action car, traction car. Engine rear, easy steer. Oh,
Chevy Corvair, Johnny Chevy Corvair.
Chevy Corvair, try one right away.
On prime time and in the nation's major market areas, this group has had the public demanding real action.
Get real action. 7-Up, you'll thirst away. With 7-Up, you'll quench your thirst. With 7-Up, you'll quench it first. Get real action. 7-Up, you'll thirst away.
Real gusto.
Real gusto in a great light. Get together with a glass of Schlitz, a friendly glass of Schlitz. Real gusto in a great light beer.
Real leaf.
Kerplunk goes the tablet that gives the fizz. For that feel better feeling, it's the Alka-Seltzer fizz. Upset stomach, headache too, and that dragged out feeling are not for you. When Kerplunk goes the tablet that gives the fizz, get the feel better feeling that Alka-Seltzer gives.
We find the male segment of this group has been heard throughout the country singing,
you get a lot to like with a Marlboro filter, flavor, pack, or box.
That and
have a commander, welcome aboard.
If you're alert, you might find them in disguise on Captain Kangaroo as
snap. What a happy sound. I say it's crackle, the crispy sound. Now I insist that pop's the sound.
Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies.
Snap, see it's crackle, the pop, crispy sound. You snap, gotta have crackle as the pop's not bound. You make clap, clap, rap, and sing the cereal, clap, and
snap, crackle, pop, makes the world go round.
And if that isn't enough, they've been heard at, yes, Hootenannies.
laughing Happy Sam was a party-going man.
He reveled the whole night through.
Aha! He sang and he danced.
And he joked and he pranced.
And he ate and drank a little too much too. But when Sam hit the pad, he was usually quite sad.
In the morning he'd feel bad, he knew.
Poor boy. So Sam's nightly party way is made for pretty nasty days. With headache and queasy tummy too.
Suffering Sam!
Now there are two things Suffering Sam can do.
What's that?
He can stop having fun at parties.
No!
Or...
the one thing Sam should do whenever he's overdue is take the fizz that is best for you.
Alka-Seltzer is the name.
Heads and tummies it does take, and it speeds relief much faster too.
Liquid quick!
Yes, the one thing Sam will do
whenever he's overdue
is take the fizz that is best for you. Alka-Seltzer!
So be careful. They can also be very disarming.
There's a certain someone who is close to me, but my certain someone's far away.
The next best thing to being there is a long distance call,
heart to heart.
Yes, that was Jamie. Be particularly on the alert for this beautiful, warm young lady. She, the lone female of this fiery, versatile quartet, will most probably be found singing,
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
And
dandruff problems are ended by ending, ended by ending.
She can also be extremely persuasive. She talks.
Luxurious billows of lather, shampoo, hair, and scalp really clean. Leave your hair soft, lustrous, more manageable. Endin is medically proved 99% effective. Begins to work on contact to stop itching. Destroy dandruff-causing bacteria. Affords lasting protection shampoo to shampoo. That's why, with regular use, Endin is guaranteed to work or money back. Helene Curtis Endin offers you 60% luxury shampoo, 40% dandruff treatment to make you 100% sure of your hair.
She's an utter nut.
I'm an utter nut about butternut.
What a fool I am about eggs and ham. The fuss I make about coffee cake. Naturally, when it comes to coffee, well, I'm an utter nut about butternut.
So, all radio stations, TV stations, and advertising agencies, be on the lookout for this group. It has also been heard that they have committed marriage right within the group. The two parties involved are Joe Sylvia, 5 feet 11 inches, baritone, and definitely known to be the founder of this multi-talented quartet, and the only female member of the group, Jamie. The other members, Len Dressler and Don Shelton, have also committed marriage, but fortunately, not within the group. So watch out. Watch out. You see, Joe and Jamie, alias husband and wife, have also been known to be singing what are called duets.
This is it. The night is here. Road ahead. Clean and clear, miles between will disappear. Plymouth is a solid beauty.
Pretty gal, lucky guy,
perfect night, you and I.
Whispers low, spirits high. Plymouth is a solid beauty.
Yes, duets.
A paper-made pen writes best. It's the deep and bendable pen. In every writing test, it's the deep and bendable pen. Paper-made.
Don't let them avoid detection. They might even try playing the hipster.
It's cool refreshment. Fresh grade A milk. A new cool way to keep you bouncy through the day.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
keep you bouncy through the day.
Yes, the group has been known to take all sorts of disguises.
The tom-toms echoing tell you of sky blue waters rippling coolly by you. They're singing, they're bringing cool refreshment to you.
From the land of sky blue waters comes a call to flavor refreshing. Frosty Hams beer, refreshing Hams beer.
From the
Oh, they're tricky, all right. If you pass three fellows and a gal, chewing and singing, it's them.
Look for this beer and get chewing enjoyment.
With the biggest little treat in all the land.
Get the package with this beer and you'll know enjoyment's here. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Mm-hmm. Or this.
White rain shampoo tonight. Tomorrow your hair. Sunshine bright. White rain
Or they might be in the guise of a green giant.
Ho, ho, ho.
So remember, you just have to look.
Look, look. You get the comb, you get the styling book.
Whee!
They're free with self-styling adorn.
So, don't let them escape you. It's the J's with Jamie, in capital letters.
HFC says never borrow money needlessly. But when you know you must, then borrow for the purpose from the company. Millions of people trust. Borrow confidently from HFC.
And be aware of these.
Hungry for flavor,
Tarryton's got it.
Flavor you never thought you'd get from any filter cigarette.
Flavor
you never thought you'd get
from any filter cigarette. Dual filter Tarryton.
You please your family, you please yourself when you reach for the Pillsbury on the shelf. Nothing says loving like something from the oven, and Pillsbury says it best.
If the sounds you have just heard seem extremely familiar, it is uncoincidental. Listen for them. You'll be hearing more of The J's with Jamie. You've just heard something that nobody outside of McDonald's has ever heard. The music to a brand new McDonald's song. That's right. On May 7, 1979, McDonald's will be introducing a new song and a new advertising campaign to the country. And because the strength of this new campaign is you, our crew, we wanted you to know about it and to hear it before anyone else does. After all, you're the reason that nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
Nobody else has the taste of
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. That's a strong statement, but one that's believable. And the best evidence of that is your dedication to QSC&V. Quality, service, cleanliness, and value. Things that have kept people coming back to America's favorite restaurant for almost 25 years. And no one appreciates you more than Ray Kroc, founder and senior chairman of the board of McDonald's. Here he is with a special message just for you.
As you probably know by now, we've got a new theme. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Now, we all know that, but we want to let the customers know it too. A friendly smile from you goes a long way. Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead. You're one of the most important people in the whole corporation, and nobody appreciates that fact more than I do. God bless.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Nobody's cooking better all across the land. Pure, fresh, crisp, hot, that's what we demand. You're the reason we do it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Nobody else makes it shine the way we do. Nobody else is faster serving you. Clean, right, fast for life with smiles that never end. Everybody always do it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. You're the reason we do it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
This new song not only reflects everything that McDonald's stands for, but in the coming months, you're going to hear how it reflects the entire spectrum of musical tastes. Like McDonald's, there's a little something for everyone. For instance, if you like disco, major feet start to dance, then keep them loose, because here's our new campaign rhythm and blues version. Let's not forget the children who make up such a large part of McDonald's family. With this version, all the McDonald Land characters join in the singing.
Nobody can do it quite like Ronald can.
Nobody!
can do it quite like Rattle can.
Nobody else has a sunnier smile. Nobody else has a funnier style.
Come on along, see what he has planned. He's Ronald McDonald. Nobody can do it quite like Ronald can.
Nobody can do it quite like Ronald can.
Nobody else makes eating quite so grand. Hamburgers, fries and shakes, give him a hand. He's funny, we know it. Nobody can do it quite like Ronald can.
So now you know. A new song and advertising campaign are on the way. And we wouldn't be doing it with such confidence if it hadn't been for you. So thank you, and keep up the good work. And never forget that you're the reason we're telling America.
Nobody can sing a summer song like you. Golden times and warm sunshine frame your point of view.
The U.S. Air Force would like to wish America a very happy new year. We're working to help make 1984 a time of peace and happiness for everyone around the world. It's rewarding work, and you can help. Ask your recruiter how. From all of us, here's hoping the new year will be your happiest year of all.
The U.S. Air Force.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. It is a special end-of-the-year edition of Hear It Wow. I am Derek Gary with you until 9 o'clock tonight. When On the Town with Mikey D, will be here with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. We're going to transition now into a few New Year's songs. Surprisingly, there are not a lot of songs that have been written about New Year's. And a large number of the songs that have been written about New Year's are, to put it kindly, bad. I don't count U2's New Year's Day as an actual New Year's song. It's kind of about that, but it's not really about that. There's that song from the Eagles, Funky New Year, which just really, what are you doing New Year's Eve? A lot of them just aren't good. But I did manage to find a couple of really, really good ones. And you got to go back a few years to find these, but I did find a couple of really good ones sitting around in my archives. So let's celebrate New Year's. Get ready for the upcoming year. And hear some of the very few, very good songs that have been written about the big party that sends the year to bed.
Happy New Year, baby!
Happy New Year, nothing. The way you treated me last year wasn't nothing happy about it.
Yeah, baby, but that was last year. This year I'm turning over a new leaf.
I don't believe it.
You don't? Well, pick up on this, child. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Well, I made a resolution. I'm gonna keep the whole year through. I'm gonna give up chasing women, whiskey drinking too. Stop my ballyhooing, yes, and mistreating you. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Yes, I want plenty loving from nobody else but you. I'm gonna give you all my money to buy the things you choose. I even steal and borrow and pawn my clothes and shoes to keep you happy, baby. Happy the whole year through. Cause I want plenty loving from nobody else but you.
sweet and pretty, I'll buy you a big brass bed. If I catch you cheating, I'll fill you full of lead. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Well, I want plenty of loving from nobody else but you. That's what I mean.
Hello,
hello,
Mr. New Year, hello. Oh, yes, we welcome you here. We'll wipe our tears of yesterday for New has come our way. It's true, Mr. New Year, it's true. The love we see through you will fill our imagination and give us inspiration. This is the reason why we make resolutions, and this is the season to give more contributions. Hello, Mr. New Year, hello. Oh yes, we welcome you here. We'll wipe our tears on yesterday, for a new year has come our way. This is resolutions, and this is the season to give more contributions. Hello, Mr. New Year, hello. Oh, oh, oh yes, we welcome you here. We'll wipe our tears on yesterday, for a new year has come our way.
This is my New Year's resolution. When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout through the window, I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. When I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill. And of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Gass. Come on. How about Sir Frederick Gass? Come on, boy.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet. I'll politely offer her my wifey seat. This is my New Year's resolution.
Hey, Judge Rock, how about your New Year's resolution?
When my mother says, come in, it's time to eat, and I keep on playing games out in the street, I resolve to rush right home now when I'm cold, 'cause my pop just bought a hairbrush and he's bald. This is my New Year's resolution. Hey, Doodles Weaver, how about Professor Beetlebaum?
On the radio this year I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. This is my year's rude revelation.
Hey, Spike,
how about Spike? In this coming year, I'm gonna be discreet. Have the slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.
False.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. I am Derek Gary. It is Here at WOW with you for just a few more minutes before On the Town with Mikey D will be here with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Got a couple of more tracks from the 1980s and 1990s to close us out. Three recent songs about New Year's that I think are just fantastic. To all the listeners out there, thank you for letting us be a part of your lives in 2016. I hope you've enjoyed the big picture. We'll be back next week, Lisa and I, and perhaps with a special guest, to talk about the best of 2016, which may actually be the worst in disguise because it was that bad of a year. Just a couple of days left to go in this dumpster fire that we've known as 2016. Let's kick it out the ass, kick it in the ass in style. On Saturday night. But folks, please, please, please do not drink and drive. Get a designated driver. Be careful as you celebrate and have a very happy, healthy, and joyful 2017.
Do the lonely do on Christmas? Woman is a man's best friend.
Have a safe and happy new year. This is WMFO.
Say, happy new year.